Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, May 16th. Tesla has officially delayed Gigafactory Shanghai's ramp up back to pre-shutdown production capacity as it remains on a closed-loop shift for at least one more week. This delay will likely result in Tesla missing out on about 10,000 vehicles produced this quarter. The four-day Shanghai lockdown has been rumored to be over with many times, and at one point it was believed that Tesla would be in full production by now. Reuters reports a new internal memo showing that Tesla is sticking to one shift and doesn't plan to ramp up to 2,600 units until May 23rd. The market is currently trying to estimate the impact of the Shanghai shutdown and more specifically analyze how the Gigafactory shutdown will impact Tesla. Tesla has decided to close reservations for the Cybertruck in Europe and Asia. It is now only taking reservations in North America. The Cybertruck reservation program has been quite successful, believed to be well over 1 million in unofficial but still informed estimates. Tesla is guiding the start of production to 2023, and it's believed that the first 3 years are already spoken for. Now, Tesla has removed the option to reserve the Cybertruck for anyone outside North America. The truck will be built in Gigafactory Austin and sent across the continent. Some say that regulatory issues could be slowing down the truck's entry into Europe. However, that doesn't really account for Asia, where they likely won't be facing that issue. Tesla is again rumored to be near a major deal for a new battery venture in Indonesia. This time, it's after a new round of talks with officials and even Elon Musk, meeting with the Indonesian president, Joko Widodo. In 2020, we reported on Tesla allegedly being in talks with the Indonesian government to build a new nickel venture in the country, which also has a strong nickel reserve. Later, we also learned that Tesla was not just in talks about minerals, but also would possibly build a factory in that country. And now, we learn that Tesla actually did have representatives in Indonesia to talk with government officials. They had reportedly met in Gigafactory, Texas before Musk invited the president to visit SpaceX's facility in Boca Chica, Texas. Representatives for the president said that they discussed a potential investment in Indonesia's nickel industry and supply of batteries for electric vehicles. Cadillac announced pricing and range for the Lyriq, an upcoming electric SUV coming later this summer. It starts a little higher than originally announced, but General Motors did deliver with a little bit more range. Since the unveiling, it attracted a lot of attention due to the stunning design and impressive specs with a 100 kilowatt-hour battery, over 300 miles of range, an onboard 19.2 kilowatt AC charger, and DC fast charging capacity of up to 190 kilowatts. The expected price was below $60,000, but General Motors did produce a vehicle that gets 312 miles of range, according to the EPA, and it comes in at $62,990. Cadillac is going to open reservations for the 23 Lyriq all-wheel drive on May 19th. The single-motor rear-wheel drive version, which got 312 miles, will be coming out later in the summer. As we previously reported, Cadillac already sold out for that version. Today, Cadillac also announced that the 2023 Lyriq customers will receive the option to choose either 2 years of unlimited public charging credits at EVgo charging stations or a credit of up to $1,500 towards charger installation with Qmerit. Last week, French company Renault announced its plans to fully review spinning off its electric car business into a separate company in the year 2023. They hope that they can catch up with rivals of Tesla and Volkswagen. Renault said that the new EV spinoff could bring on board 10,000 new employees, and its business model would be, quote, adapted to the specificities of electric vehicles and would be able to forge partnerships in new technology and service. The move isn't without inspiration. Earlier this year, Ford announced that it would split its car business into two separate units, with electric vehicles being designated under Ford Model E and internal combustion models under Ford Blue. Nissan actually just announced that it is too early to spin off its own electric vehicle company, and Renault owns a majority stake of Nissan, making that announcement a little bit conflicted. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.